梅雨找到了，我们一起来念。
Let's read this together if you have it.
中文英文都可以。
Both in Chinese and in English.
没有预象，
您
就放肆。好，可以了。我们再来看今天要交通的一段圣经。
And we'll look at the passage we're sharing today.
我们上礼拜读的是哈拿的故事。
The last time we shared, we spoke of the story of Hannah.
今天我们要来看她的儿子撒母耳。
And today we'll look at her son Samuel.
那我要读两段比较长的圣经。
We'll look at two passages which are both pretty long.
这是可以说是两批人的历史圣经，把它放在一起对照给我们看。
It's a history of two groups of people. The Bible put them together in contrast for us to see.
维系在我们刚刚大家一起读的这个箴言这句话上。
And it's surrounding around the verse we just read earlier in Proverbs.
什么意思叫做民无异象就要放肆？这句话什么意思？
What does the verse mean where there is no vision, the people are unrestrained?
今天我就要用两幅图画来做我们的一个解说。
And today I want to explain that verse from two pictures we'll see today.
第二章的撒母耳记上第二章下半章。
First Samuel chapter 2, the latter half of the chapter.
是一幅图画。
Is one picture.
第三章从第一节到二十一节是第二幅图画。
And First Samuel chapter 3 from verse 1 to 21 is the second picture.
当我们现在要来读它的时候，我希望我们能够注意看圣经把这两幅画怎么样放在我们大家的面前。
And as we read these passages, I want you to see how the Bible put them together in contrast for us to see.
那么，我们第一段要念的是二章十二节，念到这个。十二节到十七节。
The first passage we read is from chapter 2, verse 12 to
17. 我们为节省时间，我们这一段只用中文念。
We'll read this passage in Chinese only for the sake of time.
那么英文就是跟着来看。
If you have the English Bible, please follow along.
这是第一幅图画。
This is the first picture we see.
以利是这个时候的的大祭司。
Eli was the chief priest at the time.
以利的两个儿子是恶人，不认识耶和华。这二祭司带百姓是这样的规矩：凡有人献祭正煮肉的时候，祭司的仆人就来，手拿着三尺的叉子，将叉子往罐里或鼎里或釜里或锅里一插，插上来的肉祭司就取了去。凡上到示罗的以色列人，他们都是这样看待的。又在未烧脂油以前，祭司的仆人就来对献祭的人说，将肉给祭司，叫他烤吧，他不要煮过的，要生的。献祭的人若说，必须先烧脂油，然后你可以随意取肉，仆人就说，你立时给我，不然我便抢去。如此，这二少年人的罪在耶和华面前甚重了，因为他们藐视耶和华的祭物。然后我们要念二十二节。
And then from verse 22.
到这个这一章的结束三十六节。
Into the end of chapter 2.
我们请英文Vicky 来念。
We'll read that in English.
中文就跟着看。
And if you have the Chinese Bible, please follow along.
二十二节开始。
Now Eli was very old, and he heard all that his son were doing to all Israel, and how they lay with the women who served at the doorway of the tent of meeting. He said to them, Why do you do such things, the evil things that I hear from all these people? No, my sons, for the report is not good which I hear with the Lord.Which I hear the Lord's people circulating. If one man sins against another, God will mediate for him. But if a man sins against the Lord, who can intercede for him? But they would not listen to the voice of their father, for the Lord desired to put them to death. Now the boy Samuel was growing in stature and in favor both in the Lord and with men. Then a man of the Lord came to Eli and said to him, Thus says the Lord, Did I not indeed reveal myself to the house of your father when they were in Egypt in bondage to Pharaoh's house? Did I not choose them from all the tribes of Israel to be my priests, to go up to my altar, to bring incense, to carry an ephod before me, and did I not give to the house of your father all the fire offerings of the sons of Israel? Why did you kick at my sacrifice and at my offering, which I have commanded in my dwelling, and honor your sons above me, by making yourselves fat with the choicest of every offering of my people Israel? Therefore the Lord God of Israel declares, I did indeed say that your house and the house of your father shall walk before me forever. But now the Lord declares, Far be it from me, for those who honor me I will honor, and those who despise me will be lightly esteemed. Behold, the days are coming when I will break your strength and the strength of your father's house, so that there will not be an old man in your house. You will see the distress of my dwelling in spite of all the good that I do for Israel, and an old man will not be in your house forever. Yet I will not cut off every man of yours from my altar, so that your eyes will fail from weeping and your soul grieve, and all the increase of your house will die in the prime of life. This will be a sign to you, which will come concerning your two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, on the same day of both will die. But I will raise up for myself a faithful priest, who will do according to what is in my heart and in my soul, and I will build him an enduring house, and he will walk before my anointed always. Everyone who is left in your house will come and bow down to him for a piece of silver or a loaf of bread, and say, Please assign me to one of the priests' offices so that I may eat a piece of bread.
下面念第三章，这是第二幅图画。
And then the second picture is from chapter 3.
我们一节中文，一节英文，轮流来把这一章念完。
We'll alternate reading one verse in Chinese and next in English, but I'll finish this chapter.
从此撒母耳在以利面前侍奉耶和华。当那些日子，耶和华的言语稀少，不常有默示。
It happened at that time, as Eli was lying down his place, that his eyesight had begun to grow dim, and he could not see well.
神的灯在神耶和华的殿里，约柜那里，还没有熄灭。撒母耳已经睡了。
But the Lord called Samuel, and he said, Here I am.
就跑到以利那里说，你呼唤我，我在这里。以利回答说，我没有呼唤你，你去睡吧。他就去睡了。
The Lord called yet again, Samuel. So Samuel rose and went to Eli and said, Here I am, for you called me. But he answered, I did not call, my son, lie down again.
那时撒母耳还未认识耶和华，也未得耶和华的默示。
So the Lord called Samuel again for the third time, and he arose and went to Eli and said, Here I am, for you called me. Then Eli discerned that the Lord was calling the boy.
因此以利对撒母耳说，你仍去睡吧，若再呼唤你，你就说，耶和华，请说，仆人静听。撒母耳就去睡在原处。
Then the Lord came and stood and called Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel said, Speak, for your servant is listening.
耶和华对撒母耳说，我在以色列中必行一件事，叫听见的人都必耳鸣。
In that day, I will carry out against Eli all that I have spoken concerning his house, from beginning to end.
我曾告诉他，必永远降罚于他的家，因他知道儿子作孽，自招咒诅，却不禁止他们。
Therefore, I have sworn to the house of Eli that the iniquity of Eli's house shall not be atoned for by sacrifice or offering forever.
撒母耳睡到天亮，就开了耶和华的殿门。不敢将默示告诉以利。
Then Eli called Samuel and said, Samuel, my son, and he said, Here I am.
以利说，耶和华对你说什么？你不要叫我隐瞒。你若将神对你所说的隐瞒一句，愿他重重的降罚于你。
So Samuel told him everything and hid nothing from him, and he said, It is the Lord, let him do what seems good to him.
撒母耳长大了。耶和华与他同在，使他所说的话一句都不落空。
All Israel from Dan, even to Beersheba, knew that Samuel was confirmed as a prophet of the Lord.
耶和华将自己的话默示撒母耳，撒母耳就把这话传遍以色列。这一章里头，我们注意一个词，叫做默示。第一节的里头看见。
In verse one, you see that this phrase in those days.
No, 不是，这个 revelation, vision, 这个。
Oh, the word vision, vision.
有没有你这个版本有没有 vision？
Yeah.
有哈。我们中文翻译成默示。这是第一节。
That's in verse one.
同样的，我们再看第七节。
And also in verse seven.
看到这里讲到默示有没有
？It's saying being revealed.
第三次十五节。
And the third time is in verse 15.
撒母耳睡到天亮，就开了耶和华的殿。不敢将末世告诉以利。
Or it says, Samuel lay down till morning, then he opened the doors of the house of the Lord, but he was afraid to tell the vision to Eli.
然后最后就是最后一节二十一节。
In the last place in verse 21,
耶和华又在示罗显现，因为耶和华将自己的话下面说末世撒母耳。
And the Lord appeared again at Shiloh because the Lord revealed himself to Samuel at Shiloh by the word of the Lord.
所以你在圣经里面，我们中文四次讲到末世。
There are four times where it mentions either the word vision or reveal.
啊，英文就用另外两个字 ，vision 跟 reveal。那么这个意思都是讲到神把他的心来向人表明。
Both these words mean God showing his heart to people.
那么我们刚刚读的第三章的第一节这个第一个默示这个字
The first place where we saw this word vision in chapter 3 verse 1
就是我们第一个圣经读的就是箴言29章的那一节圣经
It's the same as we read earlier in Proverbs 28
29章18节民无异象就要放肆这个异象跟这里的默示同一个字
Proverbs 29 verse 18 where it says where there's no vision the people are unrestrained this is the same word
那么虽然我们过去从开始讲这个天上的异象
we've been speaking on this topic of the heavenly vision for a while
那么我们来到了现在撒母耳记
now we've come to the person Samuel
我自己在读准备这个信息的时候我觉得圣灵很有意思的把第二章、第三章紧紧地放在一起。
When I'm preparing this message, I find it interesting that the story in chapter 2 and story in chapter 3 are placed back to back.
我刚刚请大家从头到尾基本上读了一次。
And we read all of it earlier.
这是两幅图画。
These are two different pictures.
圣灵要让我们看一看哪一种人是叫做有异象的人。
The Holy Spirit wants to show us what kind of people is considered people with vision.
哪一种人是没有异象的人。
And what kind of people are considered people without vision.
各有什么样的特点。
And what are their unique points.
那么摆在我们每一个人面前。
And this is presented before all of us.
问题就在这里了。
And the question is,
我们今天愿意做这两幅图画中间的哪一类的人。
Which group of people do you want to be?
愿意做撒母耳的举手我看看。
Do you want to be Samuel? Raise your hand.
啊，有很多人还不太愿意哈。这是整个圣经的钥匙。
This is the key to the Bible.
因为主耶稣自己来了。
Because Jesus came himself.
他说我来了是在这个地上插一把刀。
He said, I came to bring a sword on this earth.
干嘛
？What for？
把侍奉神的与不侍奉神的分开。
To separate those who serve God and those who don't。
今天你就会发现，整个的圣经从创世纪一直到启示录，你会发现神做的工作就是把黑暗与光明分开。
And as you see in the Bible from the beginning to the end, you see the work of God is to separate darkness from light。
把 海与陆地分开
to separate sea from land.
啊，上面的水跟下面的水分开
to separate the water from above and the bottom.
创世纪我们看到这个记载，到了马太福音，我们也看到了同样的记载。
We see him doing that in Genesis, and we see him doing that in Matthew.
那怎么分开呢
？How do you separate?
就是借着光，借着神的话。
Through the entrance of light and the word of God.
那么我们现在从这两章圣经里头，我们就要来看见神在那一个黑暗的时代里。
Now in these two chapters, we'll see how God works in that dark age.
我们两个礼拜前说到哈拿的时候，我已经说过那个四世纪的那一段时间的特点。
Two weeks ago, when we shared the story of Hannah, I've already went into details about what the time was like during the days of Judges.
如果你的记忆力还是可以的话，你就会想到在四世纪里面有一句话重复四次。
You will, if you still remember, that there's one phrase that was repeated several times in Judges.
Four times.
哪
一句话？那时他们没有王，个人。任意而行
As it says at the time, there was no king in all of Israel, a man did what was right in his own sight.
好，注意看，圣经讲四次，你就知道很重要了。
When the Bible mentions things several times, like four times, you know it's important.
我们常常有的时候读圣经，觉得圣经怎么那么啰里啰嗦，讲一遍又再讲一遍，又再讲一遍，好像重复，一个福音书就讲了四次。
We often feel that the Bible repeats itself so much, you know, time and time again. The gospel is repeated four times.
所有重要的事情全都需要重复再重复
If things are important, it deserves to be repeated.
好，那么四世纪的特点就是个人任意而行
The thing about the time of Judges was people did what was right in their own sight.
那我们要倒过来看，神既然说这个是不对的，那么什么是对的？
So if that's not right, so what is right then?
因为那个时候没有王。
Because at the time there was no king.
那我们看为什么王那么重要，而是什么王
？And why is a king so important? And what kind of king is important?
神为什么对犹太人那么注意这个王的事情
？And why does God emphasize on the matter of a king for Israel?
因为这个跟神跟他们的祖宗亚伯拉罕说，一开始立的那个约有关系的。
Because it has something to do with the covenant that God established with Abraham.
因为犹太人的祖先是亚伯拉罕。
The forefather of all Israelites was Abraham.
那么神跟他们打交道是根据于神立的约。
And God's dealing with them based upon His covenant with them.
今天我们手上这两本圣经，一个是旧约，一个叫做新约。
And we have the Old and the New Testaments in our hands.
共同一个字是什么字呢？约。
The similarity between the two is it is a testament.
神跟人有关系。全部是建立在约上面。
And God's relationship with men is based on His testament with us.
什么叫约？就是用现在的话来讲，就是合同。
Or in today's word, it's a contract.
你要甲方要行执行这几件事情，乙方要执行这几件事情，那么然后我们这个约就成立了。
If you have party A who wants to do certain things, party B who wants to do certain things, you get together, you sign a contract.
这叫做约，那么神跟人就是立约。
And God has established a contract with men.
好，那我们来看亚伯拉罕之约里面有什么重点。
And what's important in the covenant with Abraham?
神基本上是答应亚伯拉罕，我要给你一个儿子，一块土地。
God promised Abraham that he would give him a son and a piece of land.
所以那个叫做应许之子与应许之地。
So they refer to it as the promised son and the promised land.
好，为什么？
And why these things?
神干嘛花那么大力气跟人打交道，就是要一块地跟一个儿子呢
？Why did God bother having a relationship with men just for this promised son and a promised land?
看神怎么样跟亚伯拉罕解释。
We'll see God's explanation to Abraham.
请打开创世纪十七章第四节。
Genesis chapter 17, verse 14.
Verse 4. 对，创世纪十七章第四节。
Genesis 17 from verse 4.
找到没有？
Do we have it?
我与你立约，你要做多国的父。从此以后，你的名不再叫亚伯兰， 要叫亚伯拉罕，因为我已立你做多国的父，我必使你的后裔极其繁多。下面说原因，国度从你而立，君王从你而出。好。
As for me, behold, my covenant is with you, and you will be the father of a multitude of nations. No longer shall your name be called Abram, but your name shall be Abraham, for I will make you the father of a multitude of nations. I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of you, and kings will come forth from you.
所以在这里你可以看到神要给人一个应许的儿子与应许的地，为着一个目的。
So God's giving of a promised son and a promised land to this person has a purpose.
这个目的是什么？神自己解释。
And that purpose God explained.
因为国度从你而立，君王从你而出。
Because he will make nations of Abraham and kings will come forth from him.
所以在这个地方你看到神的心里头是有一个蓝图的。
So you see that there is a blueprint in God's mind.
这个蓝图是一个国跟一个王。
And in the blueprint, there's a nation, there's a king.
如果一个国，你就讲到它的版图。
If you look at a nation and what it consists of,
它必须要有国土。
It has to have a land, a territory.
然后在这个国土上有人民，还有呢，王。
And within its territory, you have to have people and you have to have a king.
所以神是要建立一个在这个地上与众与万国不同的国。
So God will establish a nation that's different than any other nation in the world.
与万民不同的一群民。
And there will be a people that's different from the other people.
这一群民跟这一个国是表彰一个目的。
And these people and this nation will represent one thing.
什么目的？
Represent one purpose.
怎么跟外所有的万邦不同？
How are they different from the rest of the nations and people?
他要表明谁？神。
They are to demonstrate God.
这个就跟万邦不同了。
That makes them different from the rest of them.
你看今天美国。
If you look at this country,
分两批人。
There are two groups of people in this
country. 有一些人说我们要把十诫放在法院里。
There's one group who says we will allow the display of Ten Commandments.
有一批人说绝对不要，因为政教分开。
And there's a group that says no, we can't, we have to separate religion from politics.
看到没有？这个十诫，神的十条诫命，今天要从这个国家许多重要的场合，从法院、从国会、从学校，怎么样？赶出去。
The Ten Commandments is.In the process of being removed from many important places in this country, from houses and from schools.
这两种不同的主张，
these two different thoughts
是根据两个不同的图画，
is based on two different pictures.
有一群人想要把美国变成神的国，
there's one group of people who wants to turn this country into God's country.
所以他就要把十诫放在这些重要的场合。
So they want the display of Ten Commandments in important places.
有一批人说我们不需要耶和华上帝神，这个要除掉，不，我们不信有神。
Some say we don't believe God, we don't think he should be in those places.
所以你可以看得出来，古时候有这个征战，今天就在我们所住的这个国家也一样有同样的征战。
So there are conflicts like that in the ancient of days, and there's the same conflicts exist today.
那么到底现在我们要看的国是指什么国说的？
So this nation we're talking about, what nation is this?
哪一个国是神心目中的那一个国？
What is a nation that's after God's heart?
哪一个国王是神心目中的王？
Which king is a king after God's heart?
对不对？所以我们到底是为哪一个国拼老命呢？
For which nation do we work for?
如果美国是神所拣选的国，那我们应该为美国拼老命。
If America is a country that God's chosen, then we ought to work for America.
如果天国是神所拣选的国，那我们要为天国拼老命。
If the heavenly kingdom is God's kingdom, then we work for that kingdom.
那诸位，神选的是哪一国呢？
So what is God's choice?
那你自己应该来做一个选择。
It's something for you to choose.
那么现在在这个地方，你就，我要当大家来看神整个的这个计划启示给亚伯拉罕。
And why won't you see that God revealed his plan to Abraham?
我之所以要给你一个儿子，给你一块地，这是跟我的国与这个王有关系的。
The reason he gave him a son and land has to do with his nation.
好了，我们知道从亚伯拉罕一到摩西有多少年呢？
And from the time of Abraham to the time of Moses, that consists of how many years?
大概500年。
Approximately 500.
然后从摩西现到了现在撒母耳又过了多少年呢？
And from the time of Moses to now the time of Samuel, how long has it been?
快将近500年。
About another 500 years.
因为到大卫就刚好又是1000年。
Because up to the time of David is another, is a thousand years.
我不知道你们追得上我这个时间年代吗？
I don't know if you're following me.
亚伯拉罕到耶稣是2000年。
From the time of Abraham to the time of Jesus is 2000 years.
那么这中间1000年的时候是谁？是大卫。
And in the middle, the 1000 year mark is the time of David.
那么谁高大卫的呢？
And the person who anointed David,
就是撒母耳。
Was Samuel.
所以我说撒母耳出来的时候将近1000年了。
So the time of Samuel is almost at the 1000 year mark.
好，那么从亚伯拉罕到撒母耳多少年过去了？
And from Abraham to Samuel, that's about how many years?
将近1000年，对不对？
It's about 1000 years.
所以这漫长的将近1000年，我们用简单来讲就算900年好不好，就是简单一说。
So in this long, let's just say, round it down to 900 years.
以色列神当初给亚伯拉罕他们的祖先所立的约实现了没有？
This covenant that God established with Abraham, was it fulfilled?
实现没有？没有嘛。因为刚刚我们说了四世纪重复四次的一句话是什么？
Because we said earlier, there's repeated saying in Judges.
那时没有王。
So there was no king in Israel.
老百姓呢，就任意妄为。
And people did what was right in his own sight.
所以你就知道什么是神的旨意。
So what was God's will?
他要拣选王。
He wants to choose a king.
所以你就知道神要改变时代。
When God wants to change a generation.
可是那个时代是一个什么样的时代呢？
But what kind of generation was it?
是光明的还是黑暗的呢？
Was it one that's full of light or darkness?
多黑暗。
It was very dark.
那你看，这个整个的黑暗，我们刚刚读了几处的圣经，能够表明。
We can see how dark the time was in the verses we read earlier.
那个时候没有王。是士师的时代。
There was time of judges.
有没有祭司大祭司？有没有
？Was there a chief priest?
有。那时候祭司大祭司是谁？大祭司是以利，小祭司呢？他两个儿子。
The chief priest was Eli, and the other priests were his two sons.
那么他们应该是侍奉神、认识神旨意的人，对不对
？And they ought to be a people who know God and does God's will.
他们是谁的后裔啊
？Because they are a descendant of whom?
亚伦的后裔
of Aaron,
对不对？亚伦的后裔才能做祭司啊。
Only the descendants of Aaron can be chief.
所以他们是，这个神所拣选的仆人呢。
So they are servants chosen by God.
他们有 blue blood, 他们是中文这没办法讲 blue blood.他们的血统是贵族的血统，这样说吧。
So they do come from a line of of blue bloods.
他们有神的应许，神的会幕。
They have God's promise. They have God's tabernacle.
对不对？所有一切的一切，神都放在以利跟他两个儿子来代表所谓侍奉神、敬拜神这个国家的特点在这里。
God gave Eli and his two sons that the duty of serving him and offering sacrifices to him.
老百姓来不来呢？示罗那个地方叫做示罗。
And this place where they gather to offer sacrifices is called Shiloh.
我要考考大家，示罗在哪里
？Where is Shiloh?
示罗在哪里？这是你们今天回家的 homework.
That's your homework to find out where Shiloh is.
示罗有什么？
What does Shiloh have?
有神的会幕。
It has God's tabernacle there.
在旷野的时候，他们是抬着会幕的，对不对？
When they were in the wilderness, they had to carry the tabernacle.
然后他们约书亚带着犹太人去 占领这个应许之地的时候是抬着会幕过约旦河的。
When Joshua led the people and conquered the promised land, they took the tabernacle with them across the Jordan River.
当他们把这一个整个的应许之地拿下来以后，他们就选了示罗放这个会幕。
And when they conquered Canaan land, they chose Shiloh as a place for the tabernacle to be.
所以那是四世纪的三百年。
So in the 300 years of the times of Judges,
经过了六个周期，就是我们上两礼拜前说的那个周期循环。
A couple of weeks ago, we talked about the six different cycles that they went through.
12个士师
through the 12 different judges,
都是以示罗做中心。
Shiloh was the center point.
那个地方是神的家的代表。
It represents God's house.
所以我们去讲撒母耳的妈妈哈拿的时候，整个的故事就是从示罗的献祭说起的，对不对？
When we looked at the story of Hannah, the story started from Shiloh when they went to offer sacrifices.
经过这么漫长的历史，一代一代在那里做，大家每年该做什么都会做什么。
And through all these years of history, people do it year after year. They know what to do every year.
这叫做宗教的传统。
It became a religious tradition.
这个传统谁都不能改的。
It's a tradition that cannot be changed.
可是这个传统神有没有得着满足？
But was God satisfied with that tradition?
神有没有在这个里面得着真正的敬拜侍奉呢？
Did God receive true worship and praise from what they were doing?
这些人是神的选民。
These are God's chosen people.
他们在一个神赐给他们的地上。
They're in the land that God gave them.
他们每年也照着神的吩咐该过什么节就来到示罗献什么祭。
And they observe all the festivals that God had established. They go to Shiloh to offer sacrifices.
从外面来看，一切好像都很正常。
From the outside, you see that they were doing everything normally.
但是你往里面去看的时候，哈拿就发现不是这么回事。
But if you look deeper, as Hannah discovered, it's not like that.
对不对？哈拿的整个的那个故事就告诉我们，把整个当时神的家那个荒凉、那个可怕的光景充分表明出来。
In Hannah's story, she saw through the desolate condition of God's house.
所以她就 vow 许愿。
That's why she made a vow.
她的愿是什么？神啊，你如果给我一个儿子。
To God, to say that if you will give me a son.
我是很羞辱，因为我生不出儿子来。
I've taken a lot of shame because I'm not able to have a son.
但是我发现神啊，你有更大的羞辱。
But she discovered that God has even more shame.
为什么？因为虽然有这么多的所谓神的选民，但是没有人真正好好的侍奉神。
Because from all of these chosen people of God, there's not one that really knows how to serve Him.
所以我有的羞辱跟神你有的羞辱两比之下，我知道我算不了什么。
So when she compared her own shame to the shame of God, she really didn't think that she was hurt, but hers was worth much.
所以她就答应神，我要把我的儿子献给你。
So she made a vow to God that she would give her son to him.
不但献给你，而且她还许了一个特别的愿，叫做拿西尔人的终身愿。
So she made a special vow for the child, the vow of a Nazarite, for him to serve God all his life.
所以这个是她祷告蒙答应的原因。
And that is the reason why her prayer was answered.
所以有了这一个撒母耳。
And then Samuel came about.
那么我们刚刚看这个两幅图画的地方，没有谁是没有意象的人呢？
As we look at those two pictures, who were the people that did not have vision?
还没有，不要跳那么快。谁是没有意象的人呢？
Who were the people that was without vision?
你会发现是带头的。
Those leaders.
对不对？谁带头啊？以利亚。
The leader was Eli.
以利是没有意象的人。
Eli did not have a vision.
他虽然是坐在这个大位的上面，
even though he had this great position,
他肩膀上是带着这个整个以色列人的这个责任。
He carried the responsibility of all Israelites on his shoulders.
但你在第三章头两节圣经里面就充分表明这个以利真正属灵的光景。
And then the first two verses, chapter 3, tells us the spiritual condition of Eli.
这个人应该有丰富神的话语的人，对不对？
He was supposed to be a man who is full of the word of God.
因为他能够常常到圣所来，到圣所来亲近神烧香的。
Because he can go to the holy place, he can burn incense to God.
一年有一次可以到至圣所来，来献祭的。
And once a year he gets to go to the holy of holies to offer sacrifice.
所以他应该有神丰富话语的人。
So he is supposed to be a person who is full of the word of God.
可是圣经怎么说呢？
But how does the Bible describe him?
言语耶和华的言语稀少。
In those days, the word from the Lord was rare.
不常有默示。
And visions were infrequent.
然后呢？他的眼目昏花，看不分明。
And Eli's eyesight had begun to grow dim, and he could not see well.
这几句话就充分表明了这个人属灵的光景。
These few verses describes this person's spiritual condition.
他是一个没有异象的人。
He was a man without vision.
没有神话语的人。
Without the word of God.
他是没有办法分辨什么是属于神，什么是不属于神。
He couldn't see what is of the Lord, what is not.
好，这样的一个带头的人。
So this is the leader.
下面有两个儿子。
And then he had two sons.
儿子是小祭司跟他配合的。
They were also working as priests, working with their father.
在这个侍奉神的事情上，我们在第二章里面你都看得出来是何等的随意放纵。
And we can see how careless they were in a matter of serving God.
圣经有规定祭肉应该怎么样，有的什么地方要烧，什么地方要煮，什么东西可以分着吃，什么不可以。
There were rules written down as to what to do with these sacrificing meat, when to roast them, when to burn them, when to boil them.
这两位宝贝兄弟他们喜欢吃 barbecue.
These two brothers, they like their meat.
所以他们到那里去就把人家的肉抢来。
So they went to take the other people's meat by force.
我们只吃烤的，我们不吃煮的。
They want them cooked and not raw.
所以在那里是献祭给神，要烧在祭坛上的，他们拿来抽碎，抽到自己的肚皮里。
The meat that was supposed to be burned and offered to God, they took for themselves.
神说他们公然什么，践踏我的祭物。
They despised the offering of the Lord.
这个二十九节。我所吩咐现在我居所的祭物，你们干嘛？践踏。
And God says, "Why do you kick at my sacrifice and at my offering?"
怎么敢呢？这个人怎么敢这样做呢
？How come they dare to do something like that?
原因是什么？当然，这个养子不教，谁之过是算老子的账。
Of course, you can say it's probably the father's fault that he didn't teach the kids right.
但是这里你看到他们是因为没有异象。
But also, you see that it's because these men were without vision.
因为刚刚我们念的时候，十二节，以利的两个儿子是恶人。下面说什么？不认识耶和华。
Verse 12 says, "Now the sons of Eli were worthless men; they did not know the Lord."
注意啊，侍奉神的必要条件是什么？啊，侍奉神的必要条件是什么？必要条件是认识你所侍奉的神。
The one requirement for serving God is that you know who the God that you serve.
你不能叫一个不认识神的人坐在那个侍奉神的位置上，因为他有学位，因为他有家世，因为他有这种地位，所以他就可以侍奉神。这是传统的方法。宗教的方法。
You can't put a man in the position of serving God if he does not know God, even if he has the right degree or the right position, the right upbringing.
他有显赫的身世，这两个儿子。
These two sons have a great position.
别人没有这个资格的。
Not everybody has that kind of a position.
如果照着传统来讲，就是这个教会的前途就是看这两个儿子了。
Traditionally speaking, the future of this church, that church.Is in the hands of these two sons.
你会发现这两个儿子是这样的嚣张。
But these two sons were worthless.
那么不但如此。
Not only so.
他们还在道德上败坏。
They were also morally corrupt.
在二十二节。
Verse
22. 对不对？他们的这个道德生活是非常的腐朽。
So they had a corrupt moral life.
所以一个侍奉神的人在道德上腐朽。在意象上毫无
If a servant of God is corrupt morally and does not have vision,
他们根本就不知道神是怎么样一位神。
Then they don't know who God is.
今天有很多的在基督教里面的这些带头的人。
There's a lot of leaders today in Christianity.
他们是有学位的人。
They're people with the right degrees.
他们是有传统、有身份的人。
They have good tradition. They have good position.
很多的人跟从他们。
A lot of people follow them.
但是是耶稣所说的瞎子领瞎子一同掉进什么坑里面去。
But they are, as Jesus said, as blind leading the blind, both will fall into the pit.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
So dear brothers and sisters,
什么叫做名无异象就要放肆？
What does it mean when there is no vision, people are unrestrained?
这一组人三个就说出了那个意义了。
These three people explains it.
从父亲到儿子通通是在这一组的里头。
From father to sons.
那么你说只有三个吗？
Now, are there just the three of them?
不止这三个，下面整个上梁不正，怎么样？下梁就歪。
Probably not just three of them. When the leaders are not right, the rest of the people following them are not right either.
整个一个国家就进入黑暗的里头。
So the country was in time of darkness.
这就是四世纪在那个最后一段日子的时候那个属灵的光景。
This is the spiritual condition of the last few years of the time of judges.
那么神就打发一个仆人去对以利警告他。
And then God sent somebody to warn Eli.
警告他，告诉说你不可以这样做。
And this man of God went to Eli and said, "You can't do this."
这个爸爸有一个难处。
There's a difficulty facing this father.
这爸爸难处是什么？神的仆人说得很清楚。第一，你践踏神的祭物。
The problem is one that they kicked a God's sacrifice.
没有照着神的话来侍奉神。
He didn't serve God according to his word.
第二。
Second problem.
你尊重你的儿子过于尊重我。
That he honored his sons more than he honored God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这句话什么意思？
What does that mean?
什么意思啊？你尊重你的儿子过于尊重我呢？
What does it mean that you honor your son more than you honor God?
就是如果我们要侍奉神，
If we are to serve God,
如果你答应，你知道神给你一个职分叫做祭司。今天这个职分是给所有基督徒的。
If you know that God's given you a position as a priest, which is a position given to each Christian today,
我们是君尊的祭司。
We are in His priesthood.
那么，一个祭司侍奉神。
A priest ought to serve God.
第一，你要知道神要我们怎么样侍奉他，怎么样献祭。
First of all, you have to know how He wants you to offer sacrifices.
第二。你必须尊重神，把该归给神的归给神。
And secondly, you have to honor God and give Him what is due Him.
你不可以因为儿女而拦阻你侍奉神。
Your children cannot stand in the way of you serving God.
至于以利的家庭就是这样。
This is the problem in Eli's
family. 他尊重儿子过于尊重神。
He honored his sons more than he honored God.
儿女做错了。
When the children are doing wrong,
父母不敢说。
The parents are afraid to talk to them.
父母最多说，哎呀，不要这样做，会得罪神的，就是敲敲边鼓而已。
They may say, don't do this, it's not pleasing to God.
不敢说重话。
But they're afraid to say the heavy words.
神是说，你怎么没有禁止他们这样做呢？
And God asked Eli, how come you didn't stop them from doing these things?
他们这样的侍奉是完全要被父亲禁止才对的。
The father should stop them, forbid them from doing what they were doing.
可是爸爸不敢讲这个话。
But the father was afraid to say to him.
尊重儿女的自由权。
He respected their freedom.
所以这个儿子就越来越嚣张。
So these sons were more and more wild in their doings.
如果我们是这样的父母，
If we are a parent like that,
有一天神要找你算账。
One day God will have a talk with you.
因为儿女如果不管教，
Because if you don't discipline your children,
责任不是教会，责任是父母。
The responsibility does not fall on the church, it falls on the
parents. 所以我们做父母的不要做老以利的父母。
So don't be a parent like Eli.
我应该这样讲，不要做老以利型的父母，不是说不要做老以利的父母，不是这个意思。
Don't be a parent like Eli.
我们有属灵的责任。
We have a spiritual responsibility.
你是一个家之主，你要把儿子带到神的面前。
You are the head of a house. You need to bring your children to God.
他如果做错了，违背神的旨意。
If they did something wrong and against God's will,
你要明明的告诉他。
You have to tell them clearly.
这件事情 不可以这样做。
This thing you cannot do.
你要向神认罪悔改。
You need to confess and repent.
不能在旁边说哦，不可以这样做啊，下次注意了啊。
You don't just say you can't do this. Just be careful the next time.
这是无关痛痒的。
That doesn't do much.
因为你怕得罪你的儿子。
You're afraid to upset your children.
你尊重你的儿子过于尊，你不怕得罪神。
You are not afraid of upsetting God. You respect your children too much.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
今天我们如果要讨神的喜悦，你就不能够讨儿子的喜悦。
If you want to be pleasing to God, you may not be pleasing to your children.
如果你两个都想讨的话。
If you want to please both.
你两个都讨不好。
You will please neither.
你要选择讨神的喜悦。
You have to choose to be pleasing to God.
那么他的结局是什么呢？
And what's the consequences of these people?
三十节的下半句。现在我却说，绝不容你们这样行，因为我们现在一起念，尊重我的，我必重看他；藐视我的，他必被轻视。
But now the Lord declares, far be it from me, for those who honor me I will honor, and those who despise me will be lightly esteemed.
所以在这边你看到，这是神对我们的那个原则。
This is God's principle for His children.
到底我们在这里侍奉神，我们在教会里面学习侍奉神。
When we learn to serve God in church.
我们传统的基督教是说，只有那些所谓神职人员，他们侍奉神，我们是平信徒，我们不必侍奉神。
Traditionally in Christianity religion is we leave the task of serving God to those who are qualified to serve God.
错了。
That's wrong.
那是叫不负责任。
That's being irresponsible.
一个真正受有启示的基督徒，你要看见圣经告诉我们，所有的基督徒都应该侍奉神。
A Christian with vision ought to understand that God wants every one of us to serve Him.
所以每一次我们聚集的时候，你会发现我们教会聚会，我们不是只有一个牧师在台上祷告，大家在下面听，阿们就拉倒。
So as you gather here, you'll see that we don't just have one person standing up here doing the praying, doing the preaching, and everybody just sit and listen and say amen, and we leave.
我们不这样做。
That's not how we do it.
你有没有想过我们为什么没有这样做？
Have you ever thought about why?
为什么我们聚会的时候有一段时间是给所谓叫做大家可以开口祷告的？
Why do we leave a time open for everyone to pray?
为什么？有没有想过这个问题？
Have you ever thought about that?
为什么我们教会聚会的时候是有这么一段时间是让大家可以祷告的时间？
Why is this time set apart for everyone to pray?
好，这是我们教会的传统。如果是传统，有祸了。
If you think this is just the tradition of this church, then we have a problem.
它是有原因的。
We have a reason behind it.
因为我们相信，我们每一个基督徒都是什么？祭司。
Because we believe that each Christian is a priest.
那么祭司就要烧香了。
And priests have to burn incense.
那么什么是基督徒的烧香的事情呢？
And the matter of burning incense for Christian is prayer.
所以每一次我们聚集的时候，我们敞开的让每一个基督徒都有机会来祷告。
So we open a time for each Christian to pray.
如果我们做祭司不烧香，那你的祭司就是叫做什么？旷职。
If you are a priest yet you don't burn incenses, then you're falling down on your job.
这是传统基督教给我们的东西啊。
That's something that traditional Christian religion.
因为是牧师，他替我祷告就行了，我只要说阿门，哈利路亚就行了。
We feel like we give everything to the pastor to do. All we have to say is amen, and we're done.
这个不是神启示的心意。
That's not God's heart as He revealed it.
我们每一个蒙恩的儿女，我们是祭司的话，你要来烧香的。
Each child of God, if you're saved by His grace, you have to burn your part of incense.
那我们为什么不烧香呢？因为我们没有尊重神的话语。
The reason we don't burn incense is because we have not honored God's word.
所以现在神对以利说得很重了，尊重我的，我就尊重他。
That's why God said to Eli, "Those who honor me, I will honor."
什么叫做尊重神？
What does it mean to honor God?
就是神怎么说，我们呢，就怎么做。
That is do as God says.
你把神的话当话。
You take His word at its face value.
亚当为什么变成罪人？
Why did Adam become a sinner?
他有没有犯杀人放火的罪？
Did he,
没有。
He didn't murder anyone?
他犯什么罪？
He
他没有把神的话当话。
His sin was he didn't take God's word as serious word. That's his sin.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们会犯相同的罪吗？
Do we commit the similar type of sins?
一样会。
Of course we will.
我们一样不把神的话当作话。
We don't take God's words as words.
神救了我们要做他的祭司，我们却 把这个祭司权放弃，自动放弃。
God saved us, asked us to be His priests, but yet we give up that right.
那我没有啊。
You may say I haven't.
注意，你怎么做就证明你有没有。
How you conduct yourself?
我们的行动来证明我们有没有。
Your behavior will prove whether or not you did.
这里两个儿子胡作非为。
Now we have these two sons who did everything according to their own heart.
做父亲的没有禁止他们。
And the father did not try to stop them.
这就是违背神的命令。
That is going against God's will.
从父亲到儿子一起都犯了罪。
From the father to the son,
藐视我，藐视我。
They despise God.
你如果藐视神，你就被神轻视。
If you despise God, you will be lightly esteemed.
你如果重视神，神就重视你。
But if you hold God in high esteem, He will hold you in high esteem. So you discover.
我们每一个人人与人关系的时候，我们都希望我们被人怎么样？尊重嘛。
We want to be respected by other people.
对吧？我们希望人能够尊重我们，我们也尊重人。
And then we want to respect others too.
看看我们跟神的关系。
But if you think about your relationship with God.
神也希望我们跟他的关系是在同样的原则上。
God wants us to have that same principle in our relationship.
你看不起人。
If you hold others in light esteem,
人家呢？人就看不起你。
They will hold you in light esteem too.
对吧？你尊重人，人家也会尊重你的。
If you respect others, they respect you too.
同样，我们跟神之间是一样的一个原理。
It's the same principle in your relationship with God.
今天我们都希望神尊重我们。
We want God to respect us.
现在问题，这个钥匙在谁的手里？
So who holds the key to that?
啊，钥匙就在你自己的手里。
You hold the key to that.
你怎么样来对待神的话，就说明神怎么对待你。
How you treat His word will determine how He treats you.
如果你照着神的话去做，神就 honor 你。
If you do according to His word, He will honor you.
如果你不照着神的去做，这边进去那边出来。
If you don't, if His words is in one ear out the other.
或者说在这边听了，出了门就忘记了。
Or you hear your words here today, as you leave, you forget.
小心，谁看在眼里
？Be careful as who sees.
我是不知道，我不知道这边道出来谁听谁没有听，我不知道。
I don't know who's listening to me or not.
但是谁知道呢？神知道。
But God knows.
小心啊！神是轻慢不得的神。
You cannot,
每一次我们到神的面前来敬拜他，神借他的仆人向我们说话，注意今天有哪一句是对你说的。
You have to listen as each time as you go before God and hear His word, which words are speaking to you.
你要照着去行。
And you will do, you have to do accordingly.
你如果行你就蒙福。
And if you do accordingly, then you're blessed.
你如果不行的话呢？
And if you don't,
你就被定罪。
And you will be counted as sinful.
因为你没有照着神的话去行。
Because you didn't do according
to God's word. 所以以利这个家就是这样的一幅图画。
So this is the picture of Eli's house.
是很可怕的。
It's pretty terrifying.
所以你不要觉得好像今天神没有做事，好像今天弟兄姊妹可以随随便便无所谓，反正神不管我们，我们只要每个礼拜来聚会就可以了。
Don't think that God's not paying attention to what you're doing. You may think we're just doing things so casually, and all we have to do is just meet once a week.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，从礼拜一到礼拜天，每一天 every day count， 每一天我们都是活在神的面前。
Really, from Monday to Sunday, each day you're living before God, so each day counts.
每一天，你虽然礼拜天在这里，你礼拜一到礼拜六怎么样在神面前生活？是神看在眼里的。
So even though you're here on Sunday, but how you live from Monday to Saturday, God also sees.
所以神因着这一个家庭没有敬畏神，因为他们是带头的。
So this family of the leaders did not follow God.
所以神对他们的审判是严重的。
So God has a very severe judgment upon them.
那么那个审判我们不必再去读了，我们刚刚念过。
And we already read that earlier.
倒过来，我们来看这一个。年轻的撒母耳。
Now, on the contrary, as we see Samuel,
这里有一个小撒母耳。
Samuel was young.
他在神面前什么都不懂。
He didn't know much before the Lord.
但是能不能够拦阻他侍奉神？
But can you stop him from serving God?
不能，因为神把他放在这个老以利的下面学。
God placed him under the supervision of Eli for him to learn.
Eli 虽然是个老糊涂啊。
Even though Eli was old and a bit confused, but he was able to lead this young man.
这是神的恩典。
That's really God's grace.
所以，你不要埋怨教会的传道人糊涂。
So don't grumble against the leaders of church as being confused.
糊涂传道他也可以带出好门徒。呀，这个撒母耳就是其中的一个。
Even a very confused preacher can lead out some great disciples.
问题不是以利怎么糊涂，这个还不是主要问题。
The problem with Eli is not the main problem.
问题是谁？是这个人的本身。
The problem is this person's own nature.
哎，以利也是把他当儿子，对不对？你看后来不是他以利对他说，你看十六节他说，以利呼唤撒母耳说，我儿撒母耳啊，他把他当儿子带的。
Eli treated Samuel as his own son. He refers to him as my son.
所以在这个意义上讲，他几个儿子？一共三个。
So that means Eli had three sons.
有两个儿子不成器，但是这个儿子。很成器啊。
Two were not good, and this one is very good.
所以同一个工厂出来的，有的产品会好，有的产品是不会好的。
Just like things coming out of the same factory, some may be good, some may not be very good.
差别在哪里？
What's the difference?
差别是这个人本身。
The difference in this person's nature.
我们来看看撒母耳的特点是什么。
What's special about Samuel?
就从这个小故事就可以知道。
And even in this short little story, you can see.
对吧？虽然在那个时候，耶和华的言语稀少，不常有默示，这是，这个大的图画的情形。
The background at the time was the word from the Lord was rare and visions were infrequent.
但是这并不是说神不说话。
It doesn't mean that God doesn't speak.
少是不是说没有话了？
Rare and few doesn't mean that He doesn't speak.
他还是说，只是偶尔说一说，
no,
对不对？
He does, but it was just infrequent.
神还说话，感谢赞美主。
We thank the Lord, He does still speak.
重要的是什么？耳朵。
The importance is you have to have a ear to listen.
当神的话一出来的时候，有没有耳朵听得见？
When His word comes out, do you have the ear to hear?
这是整个的分辨。
And that's the difference.
所以你会发现，整个第三章这个故事就讲圣经花了好多章节说到这个小撒母耳在神面前有一个很好的什么？耳朵。
So in this chapter, we see a lot of verses describing this young Samuel having a very sharp ear before the Lord. Does he know God yet at the time?
No.
No.
他不认识神。
He didn't.
但是没有关系，学。
But it's okay, you can learn.
神开始跟人说话。
God starts to talk to men.
我们就要学听话。
We have to learn to listen.
那你看这个小孩子。
And this young person.
神一叫。
As soon as God calls.
他什么反应？
What was his reaction?
马上起来。
He gets up.
马上就去找老以利。
He gets up immediately and went to find Eli.
我们叫儿子叫女儿叫得起来叫不起来。
When you try to call out to your children, do they listen to you?
起床嘞。
You say, wake up.
Don't bother me, I want to sleep.起床嘞，时间到了。
You say, wake up, it's time to get up.
比如说，今天排你要有服侍了。
Today, it may be your day to serve today.
结果你起不来。
But you couldn't get up.
有没有这种事情？
Has that ever happened?
我们常常在教会里面排你服侍。
We often assign you a time to serve in church.
可能很简单，就做翻译，做司情，甚至有的是扫地。排椅子
could be a simple task as a pianist or a translator or just cleaning up, setting up the chairs.
哎，起床嘞。
You say, get up, time to go.
我昨天晚上没有睡，能不能再多睡半个钟头？
You have excuses like, oh, I didn't sleep well last night, give me another half an hour.
有没有这种事情啊？
Has that happened?
啊，我们教会从来没有这种事，对不对？
Doesn't happen here, right?
错了，我虽然快六十岁，我还是知道我们教会 what's going on.
I'm almost 60, but I still know what's going on here.
我们很多的时候，最简单的一个侍奉，我们都不忠心的摆上去。
A lot of times we don't. We're not faithful in the service.
现在，神训练我们，神训练我们，从年轻开始。
So God will train us starting from youth.
这里有一个年轻人，神一叫他，他马上起来。
This young man, as soon as God calls him, he gets up.
叫一次。
Once.
以利说没有没有你回去睡觉我没叫你
Eli said I didn't call you go back to bed
叫两次
and second time
我们有没有第三次如果你是很海的孩子你能够起来两次我已经很佩服你
If you have a good kid at home, he gets up twice, as you call him, that's pretty good.
对不对？如果你有这样的孩子，我真是恭喜你啊，真是。你好幸运啊，有这么听话的孩子。
I congratulate you if you have a kid that's so obedient.
三次老以利才醒过来，哦，不是我叫他，是耶和华叫你。
Only the third time Eli realized it wasn't him calling Samuel but God.
第四次。
So on the fourth time,
神再叫他。
The Lord called to him again.
每一次的反应是一样的。
He has the same reaction every time.
看到没有？所以这就说明什么？
What does that mean?
啊，说明这个人有一个什么样的 quality?
What type of quality does Samuel have?
What kind of quality? Obedient and alert, 对不对？
He's obedient and he's very alert.
翻译成中文。是一个顺服而且是一个非常警醒的小孩，他不是一个睡懒觉的人。
He wasn't lazy. He does not like to sleep in.
他是一个非常顺服非常警醒的孩子。
He was very obedient. He was very alert.
你看到做你要侍奉神，
So if you want to serve God,
你记得当这个神要立一个祭司的时候要经过一个礼节。
When God wants to establish a priest, he had to go through this ritual.
祭司的礼节除了要把罪献赎罪祭赎愆祭之外，到后面要做祭司的时候有一个特别的叫做承接圣职之礼，有没有？
You have to offer these sacrifices. You also have to have a special ceremony to receive this position as a priest.
那个时候把一个第二只公绵羊杀了。
You have to kill another sheep.
把他的油血拿出来。
You have to take the blood from that from that sheep.
涂在哪里？
And you have to put that blood where?
你明白吗？第一个涂血的地方在你的全身的哪一个位置？
Where does it go on you?
右耳垂。
It goes on your right earlobe.
第二个位置。
The second place the blood goes on.
右大拇指。第三个位置。
Your right thumb.
右大脚趾。
And the third place goes on your right toe.
这个说什么？
What does that mean?
你要侍奉神做祭司，对不对？
If you want to serve God as a priest.
神第一个把血涂上来的地方。
The first place where the blood goes on.
是你的耳朵。
Is your ear.
涂血什么意思？
What does it mean to have blood to have blood applied on you?
在逾越节那个晚上，当他们把血涂在门楣上，是什么意思？
When they put blood over the door frame on Passover, what does that mean?
他们就被神从埃及分别出来了。
It means they're separated by God from Egypt.
灭命的天使就不会杀他们家的长子。
The angel of death will pass them by.
对吧？就免去了神的咒诅。
It will they were forgiven of God's curse.
血一抹就把我们分别出来了。
So the blood being applied separates us.
所以要侍奉神，你第一个被神分别出来的是什么？
So the first part of you that's separated for God is
耳朵。
Is your ear.
主耶稣说。
The Lord Jesus said.
什么叫做我的羊？
Who are the ones who are called my sheep?
我的羊听我的声音。
My sheep hear my voice.
也就是说你要知道我们都是羊，对不对？但是有的羊是主的羊，有的羊不是主的羊。
We are all sheep, but some sheep belong to the Lord, some don't.
那怎么分辨呢？
How do you separate them?
我的羊听我的声音。
Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹、
so、brothers,
在属灵的这条道路上
On the spiritual journey,
一个所谓有意象的人
A person with vision,
就是你的耳朵上有血的人
is a person who has blood on their earlobes.
所以到了圣经的结束再说。
So even at the end of the Bible, it says, Revelation, it says seven times.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
The word of the Holy Spirit to the church is let those with ear hear.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们的一生当中要侍奉神的话，耳朵最重要。
So in your life, if you want to serve God, your ears are very important.
凡不能听神话、听不见神话语的人，都不能侍奉神。
If you don't hear His word, you can't serve Him.
因为你耳朵不灵。
Because your ears are not sharp.
你是个聋子。
You're deaf.
神讲话你听不见。
God speaks, but you don't hear.
神动了，你不知道该动。神叫你坐下，你也不知道该坐下。
If God tells you to move, you can't hear him. If God tells you to sit down, you can't hear him.
这就是以利与他两个儿子的那个图画所代表的。
That's represented in Eli and sons.
现在这里有一个年轻的孩子。
But this young man.
神训练他。
God trains him.
他的耳朵第一个受训。
His ears were trained first.
所以他自从有了这一个本领。
So since he has this ability.
十九节。三章
in verse 19
撒母耳长大了耶和华与他同在使他所说的话一句都不落空
But Samuel grew and the Lord was with him and let none of his words fail
看到没有一个会说话会听话的人他的话具有力量
If a person knows how to hear then his words will be powerful too
一个听不见神说话的人他讲的话没有力量
If a person who does not hear God, his words are not powerful.
因为我们必须一个做神仆人的人，这里他做什么呢？他是这里说，下一节二十节，从但到别是巴，所有的以色列人都知道耶和华立撒母耳干嘛？做先知。
And in verse 20, all Israel from Dan even to Beersheba knew that Samuel was confirmed as a prophet of the Lord.
撒母耳是很有意思的一个人。
Samuel was an interesting character.
他小的时候是做祭司。
He was a priest when he was young.
因为他活在以利的面前侍奉神。
Because he grew up in Eli's house and he served God.
长大了，神又给他一个新的工作，叫做做神的先知。
As he grew older, God gave him another capacity as a prophet.
对不对？神给他双重的职分，他是一个特例。
God gave him this double duty.
那么二十一节，注意。
And then in verse 21,
耶和华又在示罗显现。因为耶和华将自己的话漠视撒母耳，撒母耳就把这话传遍以色列地。
And the Lord appeared again at Shiloh, because the Lord revealed himself to Samuel at Shiloh by the word of the Lord.
今天什么叫做传道人
？What does it mean to be a preacher？
就是传神话的。
Is the one who preaches the word of God？
那么神的话就不是你的话了。
And the word of God is not your word.、
所以一个传道人，他的一个最重要的。本能是要听，先听话。
An important prerequisite for a preacher is first he has to learn how to listen.
你先听神说什么。
He has to listen to what God has to say.
然后怎么样？你就照着神所说的去说。
And then you speak as God has said to you.
这叫做先知的指示。
That's a ministry of a prophet.
听懂了没有？不是你去读神学院，把神学院的讲义拿来背一遍，讲一遍，这叫做。神的先知
It's not that you go to seminary school and you just take the sermons from what you learn in school and preach.
先知是把你自己在神的面前要有一个好的耳朵。
A prophet has to have a good ear before the Lord.
你要知道神的心。
You have to know God's heart.
然后你把神的话说出去。
And then you share God's word.
你要知道撒母耳一生当然他做了很多的事情。
Of course, he's done a lot. Samuel in his lifetime, he did a lot of things.
但是跟亚伯拉罕之约有关系的那件事是什么
？But what is that one thing that has to do with the covenant with Abraham?
我们的一生啊，会做很多很多的事的。
We will do a lot of things in our lives too.
但是，只有几件事看在神的面前有价值。
But only a few things count as valuable before God.
就跟我们在公司上班有点像。
It's kind of like working.
你在公司上班，你在公司里每天都要忙很多很多的事。
You do a lot of things and you're doing your day at work.
你的老板欣赏你，不是因为你每天都来上班，所以就会欣赏你。
Your boss appreciates you not just because you show up every day.
Okay. 你的老板会赏识你，是因为你在他的手下曾经为他做了什么？为他做了几件重要的事，可能只有一件或者两件。
He will appreciate you. He'll reward you because you have done maybe just one or two important things for him.
对不对？你慢慢在公司里久，你就知道。
You'll find out if you work for a while.
你的上司能够赏识你，你起码是因为做了一件或者两件重要的事情，刚刚好坐在他的什么心上。
Your boss will appreciate you just because you maybe done one or two things just as he wanted.
他永远都不会忘记。
He will never forget that.
Right? 如果你还不知道 ，learn this trick.
If you don't know that yet, you better learn that.
我们在神的面前服侍神， 也是如此。
It's the same as we learn to serve God.
当然我们每天要有一个好的灵修生活。
Of course, we have to have a good, quiet time every day.
但是你每天的好的灵修生活并不代表你在神的眼中是神合适的器皿。
But just because you have a good quiet time doesn't mean that you are a right vessel for God.
撒母耳的侍奉为什么能够蒙神的纪念？
Why was the service of Samuel remembered by the Lord?
因为他一生中做了两件事情是跟神的那一个约发生关系。
Because he did two things in his life that has direct relationship with the covenant.
他做了什么事？
What did he do?
他是叫做划时代的人物。
He is a man who changed the times.
Epoch changing vessel.是转变时代的器皿。在圣经里面有两个人物，我应该说最少有两个人物都是我们熟悉的，能够被称为转变时代的器皿。
There are at least two characters in the Bible that we can consider as a person who really changed the times.
当然还有别的，我只是今天讲到撒母耳，我就把他跟新约一个人物对照起来。
I want to compare Samuel to another character in the New Testament.
新约里面是谁呢？
Who was it in the New Testament?
啊？不是保罗，保罗够不上改变时代。
Not Paul.
约翰，施洗约翰。
John the Baptist.
施洗约翰是改变时代的人物。
He was a person who changed the times, changed the generation.
不是 generation, epoch. 这个字要叫什么？啊？时代，中文就是时代。我们一直说神的心是什么，神跟亚伯拉罕立约的时候他的心是什么，要立王建国，这个字不对，要建王国 kingdom。
As we said earlier, God's covenant with Abraham was he wants to establish a king and a kingdom.
那么这个王与王国是神的旨意，
His king and his kingdom is God's will.
可是这个旨意从亚伯拉罕讲了以后，一直到现在有九百多年。
But since the time of Abraham when he said that until now, about 900 years later,
实现没？
Has it been fulfilled?
神的旨意居然可以在人的手里面被单言单言单言单言到现在，没有人起来响应。
God's will has been delayed and delayed in man's hands.
对不对？应该是以利的责任。
It should have been Eli's responsibility.
但是以利没有，根本没有这个 no idea.
But Eli didn't have any idea.
现在撒母耳来了。
Now Samuel.
撒母耳知道神的心。
He knew God's heart.
为什么？
Why?
因为他有什么？耳朵。
Because he has an ear.
在他的一生中，他看了好多的人走过他的面前。
He's seen a lot of people walk before him.
对不对？如果他没有好的耳朵，他怎么知道是这一个而不是那一个？
If he doesn't have a good ear, how does he know it's this one he's supposed to choose and not that one?
你看，选第一个王是扫罗，对不对？
The first king he anointed was Saul.
扫罗被膏。
He anointed him.
后来这个王被废了。
But later God was not pleased.
他怎么样被立？扫罗怎么被立？又怎么被废？都是谁告诉谁的？
When the anointing of Saul and the dethroning of Saul, who told Samuel to do that?
都是神做的。
It was God.
神告诉撒母耳把他立，神告诉撒母耳把他废。
And God told Samuel to first anoint him, and years later, God told Samuel to dethrone him.
他如果没有一个好的耳朵，他听得见听不见？
If he didn't have a good ear, can he hear?
后来，神叫他去选第二个王。
And then he was supposed to find a second king.
这么多家庭，这么多支派，选哪一个家去啊？
Of all the families in all the tribes, which one is supposed to go to?
神大发的号，在这么多家庭里面选了一个家，叫做耶西的家。
God asked him to go to Jesse's house.
对不对？然后耶西几个儿子？
Jesse has how many sons?
啊，八个儿子吧。
He had eight.
哆来咪发嗦拉西哆，八个。
He had eight sons.
那么。要高哪一个 做王啊？
Which one was he supposed to anoint?
他看第一个来了，很潇洒，很像样啊。
The first son was very handsome.
撒母耳想不想高他？想啊，撒母耳想高啊。
Samuel wanted to anoint the eldest son.
他说 ，Not this one.
And God told him it's not this one.
Next. 他说不是这个。
And the next one, God
says,
not either. 他每看一个
撒母耳都想抱，因为他八个儿子个个像样。
All of the sons, each one of Jesse's sons looked good enough to Samuel.
对不对？撒母耳自己来看的话，每一个都不错的。
According to Samuel, they all looked good enough. He wanted to anoint each one of them.
Not this one.
But God told him no.
Next! 这样子 next 到全部走完了，家里的所有儿子都走完了，还没有。
And when he looked at all of Jesse's sons in the house.
那我如果你我是撒母耳，我们这个神啊，你有没有搞错？都走完了，没有嘞。
And if you and I were Samuel, we may say, God, are you sure? I don't have any more.
还有一个。
But there is one more.
所以他才问那个爸爸，还有儿子吗？
That's why he asked Jesse, do you have any more sons?
有，一个童子，他在那边放羊。
Jesse said, I have the youngest one. He's out there shepherding.
去把他叫来。等到他来的时候，是一个是他们老八老幺也是最不起眼的一个。
He's the youngest one. He's number eight. He was not very eye catching.
No. Okay. 行。人看爸爸都不会，他爸爸看儿子也没有看上这一个。
Even in his father's eyes, he was not very noticeable.
对不对？那是谁看上了？神看上了。
But he was noticeable to God.
就是他。所以你看看这么复杂的挑选，如果没有一个好的耳朵，
so、this,
你一定选错人。
In this complicated selection process, if you don't have a good ear, you might make a wrong selection.
所以今天服侍神就是要服侍在神的旨意上。
So if you're to serve God today, you have to serve within His will.
不是凭着我的意思，我喜欢怎么做就怎么做。
Not what you like to do.
我们就会走眼。
Then we will go the wrong path.
我们的判断不可靠。
Our judgments are not accurate.
神告诉我们，人是靠外貌，耶和华呢是看内心。
God told us we often look at the exterior, but God looks inside.
对，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters,
我们要会听神的心声。
We have to hear what God has to say to us.
我们刚刚念的那四个末世，讲了四次，对不对？
So the four times we see the words vision or revealed.
这个词汇有四次在中文圣经里面显现。
And appeared four times as the same word in a Chinese translation.
圣灵就在这里告诉我们。
The Holy Spirit is saying.
有异象的人的特点。
This is a special characteristic for a person with vision.
撒母耳之所以能够在神的手中成为一个转移时代的器皿。
The reason Samuel can be a vessel to God to change the times.
因为他有异象。
Because he had vision.
那些神的仆人所谓的以利跟他的儿子，那些都是传统的仆人。
The other servants, Eli and his sons, they are traditional servants.
虽然是在神的殿里面昼夜侍奉神的一群人。
Though there are people who served God in his temple.
可是他们怎么样？没有异象。
But they were a people without vision.
所以这两幅图是很清楚的放在我们的面前。
So these two pictures clearly presented to us.
你要做哪一类？
Which group of people do you want to be?
你要做哪一类？这个选择权是谁决定的？
And who gets to choose?
啊？是你自己决定。
You get to choose.
这个选择权是在你的手里。
It's in your hands.
弟兄姊妹，不要中了一个诡计。说侍奉神是有呼召的那些神职人员的特权，错了。
Don't be fooled and think that serving God is only up to those who are called, those who are given special position to serve.
侍奉神是在圣经里面神给了我们每一个蒙宝血买赎的儿女的身上。
Serving God is a responsibility that God gave to each one of His children.
你要像撒母耳一样。
You have to be like Samuel.
从你得救那一天起，就是从小开始。
From the day you're saved, just like Samuel, from the day he was young.
我们一起说，学什么？
To learn to do what?
啊？学撒母耳的什么？不是学撒母耳。一个能够听话的耳朵。
To learn to have an ear that can hear.
如果你没有这样的心，你看不见神的意象。
If you don't have such a heart, then you won't be able to see God's vision.
你一生的侍奉可以像老以利忙得要死，可是通通是零分。
Your service can be like that of Eli. You may be very busy, but it's worth nothing.
等你离开这个世界的时候，伊莱离开这个世界很惨。
It's very sad when Eli left this world.
今天都时间都讲完了，已经过时了。你们往后面去读就知道，四章是一个最悲哀的一章圣经。
I don't really have time to go into today, but if you want to read chapter 4 or 1 Samuel, it's very sad.
到一个地步，神的约柜都被仇敌拉跑了。
And God's enemy took away the ark.
然后这个两个儿子被杀死了。
And these two sons of Eli.
这个消息传到巴巴的耳朵里头。
And Eli heard the news.
他就倒下来
He fell off the chair
脖子整断掉
Broke his neck
然后他的儿媳妇怀孕生了儿子出来
And his daughter-in-law was pregnant and she gave birth to a son
取名叫以加伯
And he named him Ichabod
什么意思
What does that mean?
神的荣耀离开了以色列
It means GodGlory has left Israel. God's glory has left Israel.
圣经里面没有比这句话更悲哀的。
There's nothing sadder than that sentence in the Bible.
神的荣耀以加伯离开了以色列。
The glory of the Lord has departed from Israel.
如果一个教会神的荣耀离开了，这是这个教会的悲剧。
If God's glory departed from a church, then that's a tragedy.
就是决定在我们是以利行的侍奉呢。还是撒母耳型的侍奉
But that determined that it's based upon whether you have an Eli type of service or a Samuel type of service.
这个选择权是你决定的
And the choice is yours.
我们低头祷告
Let's bow and pray.
主，我们一同来到你的施恩宝座
Lord, we come before your mercy throne.
我们真是向你祷告，求你怜悯我们
We pray for you to have mercy on us.
你是说话的神
You are a God who speaks.
你是有恩典有怜悯的神
You are a God with full of grace and mercy
你要把你荣耀的旨意来向你的教会启示说明
You will demonstrate your glorious will to your church
从古以来你一直把你天上的意象赐给在地上的人
All throughout history you give your heavenly vision to people on earth
主啊我们是蒙恩的一群
Well, we are a group of people that's blessed by your grace
但是我们有的人能够走在你的旨意上有的人并没有走在你的旨意上
Some people are able to walk within your will Some people are not
不是你偏心
It's not because you play favoritism
是因为我们没有做最聪明的选择
It's because we have not made a smart choice
求你赦免我们
We pray that you will forgive us
今天你这一次借着你这个无用的仆人把你的话重新再讲一遍
You once again repeated your words through your useless servant today
主啊求你开我们的耳朵
We pray that you will open our ears
求你不让我们做老以利
Let us not be Eli
让我们做撒母耳
Let us be like Samuel
让我们听见你的话
Let us hear your words
能够照着去行
And do accordingly
我们就有福了
And then we will be blessed
主啊愿意我们的一生在你面前是有福的人生
Lord may we have a blessed life before you
不让我们过一个一生最后的结局跟以利一样
Let us not end up like Eli
求你救我们脱离这样的虚假的侍奉
We pray that you will save us from this surface service.
主啊，我们的一生真是不以这样的图画为满足。
We're not satisfied with a life like that.
因为这也不是你的心意。
And that's not your heart either.
但愿我们今天在座的每一个弟兄姊妹。
We pray for each brother and sister.
我们都带着一个迫切的心。
To have this earnest heart.
一个简单的心。
And a simple heart.
来做一个你的孩子，像撒母耳。从小听从你的言语
To be like Samuel Even in his youth To learn to hear your words
你就祝福你的教会你的家
May you bless your church and your house
不管外面的世界是多么的黑暗
Regardless of how dark the world is
神的家的灯是光明的
The light, the lamp in God's house is
这里有神的话
Here we have the word of
God 这里有神的同在
Here we have the presence of God
这里有耶和华的荣耀
Here we have the glory of the Lord
那就是我们的满足
And that is what satisfies us.
我们一生的意义就没有白活了。
And then we would not have lived in vain.
因为我们知道我们是活在神荣耀的旨意里。
Because we know that we're living in the glorious will of the Lord.
求你听我们在你面前同心的祷告。
We pray that you will hear all our prayers before you.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.